listening to St. Andrew's Radio,
brought to you by the best school in the world.
Hello St. Andrew's Primary and Nursery Radio listeners. My name is Reeve Goldie from Primary 7.
And my name is Ava McCall from Primary 7.
Today in our recording studio, we are delighted to welcome Mr. Brown, the North Lanarkshire Executive Director for Education and Families. Welcome Mr. Brown.
Thank you Reeve, thank you Ava.
Mr. Brown works for the council as in charge of education and supporting families through social work. It's a big job. He was appointed in April 2019. He has a variety of jobs in education, starting as a teacher of English and drama in Madrid, Spain. He's also been an assistant principal teacher of English in Kirkcaldy High, a deputy head teacher in Jordan Hill, a head teacher in Aberdeen Council, a head of education in Fife, an improvement manager for the Scottish Government, Head of Education for Youth and Communities. Then previous to his current appointment, he was Joint Executive Director. That's many jobs in a lot of different areas. Thank goodness for Google and LinkedIn. Mr. Brown, you have been thoroughly researched by Reeve and I.
Mr. Brown, it's a great privilege to have you in our school today. We know you were originally from Falkirk, have gone to West Quarter Primary School. I'm guessing schools have changed a wee bit over the years. What was your first impressions of St Andrew's Primary and Nursery?
Well, I thought the children at St Andrew's Primary and Nursery that I've met today have been fabulous. I really enjoyed the singing of the primary sixes. I thought they were fantastic. I loved the two-part harmonies that they did, and I wish them the very best of luck in the music competition they're going to in Glasgow. I grew up in a place very similar to where this school is. Where I grew up was a pretty similar place, a pretty similar community. And I guess, I suppose, a lot of things are different about schools, but I do think that a lot of things are better now for children, for young people, because I think they get great opportunities. So there's a lot to be proud of in coming from St Andrew's Primary.
We're always interested in career paths and different jobs. You have definitely had a very successful career. Can you please tell our listeners what you did when you left school that led to your job today?
Well, I was the first person, I think, in my family to go to university. I went to Glasgow University and I studied English and Scottish literature. Mm-hmm. And when I finished, I hadn't really intended this, but then I was a bit inspired to study to become a teacher. Mm-hmm. And I worked in schools in Glasgow, different ones as an English teacher. And then when I was 20, it was only 22, I went and worked in Madrid, in Spain, and I was there for 4 years, and I had a fabulous time, and I absolutely love Spain and I love Madrid, and I'm the only person I know that gave up a job in Madrid to come and work in North Lanarkshire, because I then gave up that job to go and work in Brannock High School. So that was my career path, and I think that probably having the courage, I suppose, to go abroad when I was really young probably is the best thing I've ever done. So it just shows you the world's a great place to explore and there's still great opportunities out there. So I came from, you know, a wee village, a wee place not unlike, you know, where you all come from. But by the age of 22, I was living and working in a foreign country, and it just shows what you can do.
Were you a high school teacher or a primary teacher?
I was a high school English and drama teacher, and I absolutely loved, and it's the best fun you can have, teaching English and drama in a school, because you get to cause lots of trouble and do really cool things, especially the drama. But it was really brilliant, and I kind of miss it, and I suppose it's one of the reasons I love coming out to schools, is just to get to meet everybody.
Our school offers lots of after-school clubs and opportunities to learn out within the building itself. We are delighted to have achieved the John Muir Award in Primary 6-7. We are also proud to be targeting our third Gold Sports Award, as well as our North Lanarkshire Challenge Award. Our clubs have helped lots of children participate in new sports, hobbies and interests. What hobbies and interests do you have?
I've got quite a few. I like football and I support Falkirk. What team do you support, Reeve?
I support Rangers.
You support Rangers. I support Falkirk and I have done all my life, and I'll go and see them when I can. Mm-hmm. I like cooking, that might surprise you, but I like...
I've got a cooking club after school. It's one of our after school clubs?
Well, my family seem to like my cooking, so I do a lot of that. And I like reading, obviously, because I'm an English teacher, or I was an English teacher. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of that, and I love music as well. So I've got a lot of things I do to relax, but mainly I just, when I'm not working, mainly my interests are mainly to do with my family, because I've got three children, two of whom are mm-hmm. grown up, and one's 13. So I do a lot of things with my family.
Our vision in St Andrews forms our smart values hand and shapes everything we do. North Lanarkshire vision forms the words we aspire. In our research, we found a policy you had contributed that stated there was a shared ambition for inclusive growth and prosperity for the people that and communities of North Lanarkshire. Can you tell us what the main things you aspire to improve that will affect us children?
Well, first of all, it's really important to me that everybody can benefit from high quality education, and that really means great learning and exciting learning in classes. So I suppose that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, there's often barriers that people have that make it harder for them to learn. They might have additional needs, and it's really important to me that children who have, you know, barriers to being successful get the support they need. So that's my other thing, I suppose, that's really important. And I just want everybody to do well. I just want everybody to be proud of being from North Lanarkshire. I want you all to be proud of being where you're from. And to just you know, have the confidence and courage to explore and have a great life and a great future.
Your job sounds like a lot of hard work. What do you enjoy most about your role?
I really like coming into schools. That's the best thing, actually. And meeting the people. I work with a lot of fascinating people. So I work with people in education and social work. So I work with a lot of great people, and it's great for me to get a chance to meet them all. But actually, there's nothing quite like coming into a school, and in particular, I do love hearing children singing. It's one of my favourite things. So it was great today in St Andrews to hear the choir singing, because I thought they were fantastic.
Do you have any messages you would like to give to the children of St Andrews Primary?
Yeah, to be really proud of yourselves, because you've got a fabulous school and you're obviously fabulous people, and you've made a great impression on me, and I've loved seeing the learning in your classes, but also hearing all the singing, as I said, and I think there's so much to be proud of. So I just want you all to be really proud and to be really positive about the future and what you can achieve.
Thank you very much for joining us in the recording studio today. It was a pleasure speaking to you. This was Reeve Goldie
and Ava McCall
on St Andrews Radio with Mr Brown, Executive Director of Education and Families, North Lanarkshire Council.
Thank you for listening.
Well done, guys.
You're listening to St Andrews Radio,
brought to you by the best school in the world.